Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the August 2nd, 2017 meeting of the Board of Education of Washington Local Schools. The meeting will come in order. Now it is 6 p.m. Treasurer, could you please call roll?
Mr. Kaiser.
Present.
Mrs. Carmi.
Present.
Mr. Honor.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand for our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I would be more than happy to open the microphone to anyone in the community who would like to address the board. I recognize this young gentleman.
Brady Hall, 5047.
Are we microphoned up here? Wendy, can you check the microphone?
I can't hear him. Have him hold it or so.
Oh, there we go.
Just try to speak into it as close as you can.
I turned it off.
Thank you. I am here to advocate for my teachers. I've been here before.
Young man, I can't hear you.
Thank you. I am here to advocate for my teachers, and I have been here before. I have came to the realization that my teachers will not be here the next year, and I just would like to know how these decisions are made and who makes them or if it's a vote. How are these decisions made?
There is not a feedback moment at this time. You can give your views and things. The decision process and this type of thing involves attorneys and a lot of interactions between both teachers and their supervisors as well as attorneys. So it's not an easy decision anytime any teacher is terminated or offered an opportunity to resign.
Thank you. I understand how it can be a tough decision, but thank you, and I wish there would have been more time put into the decision of these teachers. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing none, I'm going to move on to our superintendent's report.
Good evening. The first item I would like to talk about is the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission. In January, the board held a special meeting and invited the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission to present information about the process for the district to apply for school building construction funds. Our district filed an intent form in the spring, and the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission reps then met with Mr. Falk and I on July 14th. Washington Local Schools currently ranks 181 on Ohio Schools District Equity Ranking List, which would qualify us for a 30% local cost share, with the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission covering 70%. Equity rankings are updated annually, and the percentages may change between now and 2019, which is the earliest that funds may be available to us. The process requires assessing all district buildings to review existing conditions, including HVAC, electrical, roofing, plumbing, etc. OFCC also suggests hiring an architect for pre-bond services to determine potential project costs. If renovation costs exceeds two-thirds of the cost of a new building, OFCC recommends a brand new building. OFCC funding is based on per-student basis and student enrollment projections. We are excited about this opportunity to gain funds for district building projects and will continue to share updates as we receive them. Our current construction update. Washington local residents passed a 4.9 mil levy in 2014 with 0.6 mils designated for permanent improvement projects. The campaign for issue two included three promises: elementary playground equipment, the replacement of portable units, and improvements to Edgar Drive. New playground equipment has been purchased and installed, and building additions at Monek and McGregor Elementary were also completed in January. Work on Edgar Drive and a new high school security vestibule began this summer. The Edgar project includes replacement of the existing asphalt on Edgar between Whitmer and Clegg Drives, improvements to the street's drainage, new concrete sidewalks and curbs, raised crosswalks at front and rear of Jefferson, and new decorative fencing. I'm sorry about that. Both projects are nearing completion. Summer help. I would like to send out a big thank you to all of our staff who worked hard throughout the summer and continues to work hard to ensure that everything is ready for our students and staff when they return to school in August. From the custodians and maintenance staff who clean our buildings from top to bottom until our halls are sparkling clean, to the transportation staff who make sure that our buses are up and running and clean and safe, and to the secretaries who help with registration and paperwork, and to the other countless staff and administrators working behind the scenes, I would like to thank all of you. Our annual golf outing, Tee Off for Kids, is on Friday. The event is held at the Bedford Hills Golf Course and benefits the Infinite Opportunity Olympics, Candlelight Walk, After Prom, and other substance abuse prevention programs and student activities. Thanks to our co-chairs, Melissa Koger, Wendy Kaiser, and Becky Swisher, and all of the volunteers who have this special event organized and for working so hard and putting in those long hours. Freshman Orientation, better known as Frosh Fest, will be held on Thursday, August 17th. This year it's from 8 to 2:30. It's a full-day orientation. It will include touring the building, trying out lockers, meeting staff, team building activities, and raffle prizes. Lunch will be provided to the students. Parents are invited to stop by in the afternoon to order yearbooks, pay fees, and join the students as they walk through their class schedules. Campus orientation days include the following. Schedule pickup for Whitmer students in grades 10 through 12 will be Tuesday, August 15th from 2 to 7. Jefferson will hold orientation on Thursday, August 17th from 2 to 7 p.m. for grade 8 students. Washington will offer two orientation days, Tuesday, August 15th or Thursday, August 17th from 2 to 7 p.m. Our elementary house open houses, our elementary school open houses will be held on 2 days this year, August 21st and August 22nd from 6 to 7:30. Greenwood, Jackman, Meadowvale, and Shoreland will be on Monday, August 21st. Hiawatha, McGregor, Monac, and Warnert will be held on Tuesday, August 22nd. The high school and junior high open houses will be on Thursday, August 24th. Washington and Jefferson will be from 6 to 7:30, and Whitmer will be from 6:30 to 8. The Band and Orchestra Chicken Barbecue fundraiser will also be the kickoff of the evening at the Whitmer Stadium from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Other administrators may want to make a comment. Mr. Davis, did you have anything you'd like to say?
No, I just echo the work that people have been doing all summer and getting the facilities ready for kids. It's always amazing, and it's a mammoth job. And having been a custodian in my younger days, I know what work's involved in, you know, getting the gum off the bottom of the desk and all that. So,
did you used to milk it when you were a custodian? I mean, like hide in a room?
No, but that I did learn how to drink coffee when I was a custodian.
Mr. Bowder, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Handbooks.
And with that,
handbooks. I'm sorry. With regard to, I did put a replacement handbook on your desk. One of the things we were looking at with the student handbooks was bringing them to you to be approved, number one. Number two, to create consistency across the district, where each elementary had their own kind of handbook, and some of the information wasn't consistent from building to building. So our goal this evening was to get that to you, so that we could provide more consistency for our parents and improve our communication between school and home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board comments at this time. I'd like to, how about Mrs. Carmine?
Okay, well, I can't believe school's starting already. Fortunately, I was at Whitmer yesterday, and I was able to, and the lunch program was there, so it was kind of, I went there for something else, but fortunately I got to see, and I talked to a couple of the women that, actually there's one person that's volunteering for us, and the other two people are employed by us, so they were very gracious, and they have peanut butter jelly sandwiches and hot dogs. And they were telling me, I said, well, how's the other locations? And they said, well, no, it's been pretty good because of summer school and kids would come over. So that's good. And then the football kids, they came over, which was fine. So, because I know they're hungry. So I'm glad that we're able to do that. I know it's only probably like another week, but I think it's very beneficial because we all know that lots of our children do not eat many times, even during the school year. So I'm glad that we can at least do that. And I think they're very thankful for it, too. So it was great to see. It was great to see some kids.
Thank you. Mr. Kaiser.
I don't have anything tonight.
Nothing this evening?
Nope.
Mr. Langendorfer?
I just have some questions on the handbook, but when we get that point, sure. I'll ask.
Ms. Canales?
I'm good. Good to see everybody.
I'll just make a couple little comments. I did go down Edgar today, and the only thing I didn't, the fencing has not been put up, right? Because it still looks a little blasé. I think that's going to dress it up a lot. Dr. Hayward mentioned the summer help, and I don't know if you all knew it, but at her own expense, she held a breakfast one day for all of the summer help. I think she hosted 160, 170 people cooking pancakes and sausage, and I did hear from quite a few people how much they appreciated that, and kudos to you for doing something like that. I think the employees appreciate that very much.
Is that deductible, Dr. Hayward?
I don't know.
Okay.
The last thing was the OSCC the information that came to us today. We're on track. You know, we can't rush it any further. It sounds like 2019 is the first time we're going to see that. I think what Dr. Hayward was telling us, though, that's important to realize is that they are going to look at every building and every facility, and when that comes back to us, we'll be able to make decisions based upon need and severity. At 70% being paid by the state, we may be looking at that time at replacing those that they feel are just so far over, you know, that point. So that's still a really exciting thing for this district and our community to be looking forward to. With that said, I'm going to go and turn it over to our superintendent for her recommendations.
Exhibit 2, Course of Study Adoptions. The Ohio Department of Education required the updating of courses of study for career technology programs to reflect the Ohio standards. New courses of study have been developed for business management, career-based intervention, job training, digital graphic design, and cosmetology. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the courses of study for Whitmer CTC programs as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mr. Langendorfer. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 3, textbook adoption. The Ohio Department of Education updated the curriculum for the introductory course in the criminal justice program. The program advisory committee recommends the textbook Criminal Justice, a brief introduction for the American Justice class. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the textbook as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions?
Is it amazing the cost? I mean, I don't even think I paid for college books that much. But that was a long time ago.
A really long time
Stop.
Another thing I think is really interesting, when you look at this textbook adoption, when I looked at the committee of members who were looking at the textbook, you are talking about 7 outstanding teachers and advisors, and it's really good to see that these people are seriously looking at the curriculum and look at the textbook, and it's a really very strong committee we have with our criminal justice program. That being said, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Nallis.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 4, student fees. The Whitmer Career and Technology Center is adding a new program for 2017-2018. Emergency medical technician will be a senior-only career and technical workforce development program. A $30 lab fee would cover student consumable items. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve student fees as presented.
So moved.
I have a motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions?
So this program will, as I understand, for seniors, they will be certified? EMT, I mean, okay. Yep. Okay, I think so, because, okay. Okay. Okay, and this is, because I have a friend going through this, and this is, she's a little bit older, but this is pretty inexpensive. Okay,
yeah,
I'm glad we can do that.
I kind of want to piggyback. Have we ever had this? I mean, is this, so besides taking the test, is this the same course that Owens provides?
Is this like,
that's amazing that our kids can take that at a senior. My daughter, Angel, did this, and she is working at ProMedico and just opening her eyes to other opportunities, and she's looking to be a paramedic now. So what a great opportunity for our kids. Thank you.
I took a course like this in undergraduate school, at part of starting to be a teacher, and I got a C+ in it, so don't have a hard tack around me because you only got a 50-50 chance.
All right. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Ms. Langendorfer?
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Mrs. Carmen?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 5, student handbooks. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve student handbooks for the 2017-2018 school year as presented.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions?
Sure, I have a couple questions. Is this the first time since I've been on the board, this has never come to the board. Is this the first time we've approved a handbook?
Yeah.
David, I mean, all the years?
The elementary handbook has never come to the board, ever, because each elementary, as Mr. Davis said earlier, had kind of their own handbook they would send to the parents and was jumbled. I believe the high school handbook has been before the board on several occasions. I don't know about the junior high.
Okay. My only thing is probably, and I'm glad to see this, and I was talking to Mr. Davis about that, because the second biggest amount of calls I get is the inconsistency in the elementary schools for discipline.
Right.
Such as, like, if Eric has a kid, he's a principal, it fights, he kicks him out for 3 days. If I have a kid, I may say, Tommy, don't do that no more. I think there has to be consistency, and I really appreciate that, because that this spells out consistency for the principals.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Langendorfer?
Yeah.
Ms. Kaiser?
Yes.
Ms. Carmine?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 6, I cannot talk tonight. Sorry about that. Score board advertising agreement. Jacob Pizza has agreed to pay $3,000 and provide the value of $2,000 in product to the Whitmer Athletic Department for a one-year scoreboard advertising space. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the school board advertising agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions?
They've been a pretty good friend of ours for a while, haven't they?
They have been. They're a wonderful family.
Very good to our community.
That's good.
Call roll, please.
Ms. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 7, purchases over $25,000. The technology department is requesting 4 purchases, a renewal of SchoolNet licenses from NCS Pearson Incorporated in the amount of $36,150, 100 iPads for the eSpark program from the Apple Store in the amount of $39,400, 100 wireless access points in the amount of $26,500, 1,930 Chromebooks with licensing in the amount of $343,945.30. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve purchases over $25,000 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mr. Langender for comments or questions.
Well, I'd have to say this is the first large amount I've seen from you, Dr. Dollar, in a long time.
Dr. Dollar.
Okay.
Just want to say, if you get a chance to see eSpark in action, you should check it out. I visited Washington last year, and one of the students showed me how it worked. It's a very neat program that they're using for the special ed kids. I had a question. Have we used the E-rate program, the funding before? I saw that the access points, when they installed them, Dr. Bob, did they use E-rate?
When we first did that project,
things happen too fast for it to go through. And so that's why we've been looking at how could we recapture some of those dollars. So that's our first really successful attempt
at
the hardware side.
Thanks.
So is the net cost of the access points $5,000?
Yes.
So that $21,000 comes off it after. Good. And what's our price per Chromebook? Because I don't have my math in front of me.
It comes out to about $175.
Good. Thank you. Call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
It's my pleasure to announce that number 9 on our agenda is not going to be in use tonight. We do not, or excuse me, 8, executive session. We do not have executive session items. With that, item number 9, personnel.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions?
Are we voting on all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Abstain.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstention.
And with the completion of the agenda, I'd be more than happy to entertain an
adjournment. So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Langendorfer, second by Ms. Canales. Comments or questions to the adjournment? Hearing none, call roll.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Let the record show that all recordings of the meeting has been made, is on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stays adjourned at 6:22 p.m.